This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Dr. Peter Brunkner is the founder of Sugar by Half and the official doctor of the Australian cricket team. He joins us this morning. Morning, Peter.
Morning, guys.
Now, you do have a big job ahead of you, of course. Today, the first test against Pakistan. How are the guys faring?
The guys are going well. Obviously, you know, we had a couple of weeks in those first two tests against South Africa, but a bit of new blood in the team in Adelaide, and that was a very encouraging result. And the boys went on with it in the one day game. So we've been in Brisbane now for 3 days, and you know, training's been good, and everyone's pretty excited about the day night test and the pink ball. It's a bit of an unknown. We haven't played a test match in Brisbane here with the pink ball, so that's going to be interesting. So you know, both teams have got very good pace attack, so it's going to be a very interesting test match, I think.
Now, Peter, if they're running low on energy, obviously the best source of energy to have is sugar, which will give them an instant spike and boost and make them play a lot better. But according to you, you're about to launch this Sugar by Half initiative, and you're saying sugar's bad.
Well, too much sugar is bad. You know, what my belief is that Australians are generally having too much sugar, and it's one of the leading causes of our current epidemics of obesity and type 2 diabetes, dental cavities, fatty liver disease, and so on. So, you know, I'm not anti-sugar completely. I mean, you know, I think sugar is a pretty essential part of life, but in small amounts, you know, it's changed dramatically. I mean, when I was kids, you know, long before you were born, of course, but, you know, sugar things, you know, they were a treat. You know, it could be a treat or something would be a treat. Nowadays, it's just part of everyday life, and everywhere we go, we have foods that contain sugar. Sometimes we don't even realise that they contain sugar.
Yeah, well, that's one of the challenges, isn't it? Because you see numbers like 80% of foods have hidden sugars in them. What are some of those that we need to be aware of?
Well, I mean, virtually, yeah, as you say, nearly all processed foods have sugar. They don't always call it sugar. There's about 56 different names for sugar that the food industry uses. But obviously, I mean, the big factor is still sugary drinks. I mean, there's no doubt that soft drinks are the number one sort of hidden or, you know, not so hidden cause of sugars. And they're a big factor in the fact that our teenagers, the average teenager in Australia has 22 teaspoons of extra sugar a day.
Wow. Mm.
22 teaspoons of added sugar a day. Mm. Adults only have 16, so we're doing well. But so soft drinks are a big factor. Breakfast cereals, most of them are full of sugar. Even things that we perceive as being healthy, you know, things like sort of fruit yogurts and fruit juices and muesli bars and all these sort of things. There's lots of sugar in all these things. So, you know, there's the obvious causes, and then there's the not so obvious causes. I think if, you know, as a general rule, that if you stick to real foods, then you know you'll be okay. It's the old story of stay on the outside of the supermarket, don't go in the middle aisles, and you'll be a lot better off.
Chocolate and the donuts are. Sorry, Duncan.
That's the favourite part of the aisle, man.
Duncan, you've got to forget about those inner aisles and stick to the outside where all the good, healthy food and fruit and vegetables and fish and meat and dairy are. That's where you want to be.
So for a guy on the move who's looking for like a fast but healthy snack, what are you suggesting we reach for instead of like a muesli bar?
All right. Well, let's go back a step. What you find is if you don't have as much sugar in your meals and in your food, you're not as hungry. Now, you know, when I stopped having sugar a few years ago, that's the first thing that I really noticed was that I just wasn't as hungry. And instead of sort of, you know, having your cereal for breakfast and then 2 hours later thinking, oh, gee, it must be lunchtime soon, you know, I'd go through the whole day without being hungry. Just because you don't have that sort of spike. When you have a load of sugar, you have a spike of glucose in your blood. That causes a release of insulin. That causes the glucose to go into your muscles and to your liver. And then you get a great drop.
No, isn't that the nitro button? That's like a nitro button on a car, isn't it?
Exactly. That's when you get that. Then straight after that, you get a big drop. And that's when you get the hungers again, you know, 2 hours after you've had your sugar hit. So, you know, you need your sugar hit every couple of hours. But if you stick to healthy fats or the slower releasing carbohydrates like fruit and vegetables and so on, then you're not going to need that hit every 2 hours that you clearly need, Duncan, when you fill up with donuts and things like that.
You've caught him out. You've totally nailed him.
It worries me that an intelligent man like Duncan would... not realise the damage that you're doing to your body. I mean, it might be fine when you're your age, but, you know, you're heading towards, those middle-aged diseases of obesity and type 2 diabetes. I mean, there's probably almost 2 million Australians now with type 2 diabetes, and we'd hardly heard of it, 20 years ago.
Mm.
And this is, purely because of our poor diets. And we've got to reverse that trend, we've got to bankrupt the whole health system for a start, let alone the sort of personal cost.
Listen, if you want to find out more information, you can head along to sugarbyhalf.com. Thanks, Dr. Peter Bruckner, for joining us.
My pleasure. And get off those donuts.
Yes, sir.